Okay, this is Andrew. I'm here with another one of our Ignite Wire episodes. This is episode 157. Here I'm in again at Ignite at the in Atlanta at the conference, and I'm here sitting with Harmony IE and Yaakov. Yaakov, would you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Yaakov Cohen. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Harmony. And one of the things we're really trying to do is to humanize information technology in general and SharePoint and in particular.
Awesome. Yeah, so I've seen Harmony before on the expo floors of many conferences, and you guys have got a pretty good online presence and stuff. But I want to make sure our listeners, you know exactly who is Harmony. What did you guys, what do you guys do? What do you have to offer, and why people should check you out?
Sure. Basically, our vision when we started Harmony is to really humanize information technology, humanize the way people interact with technology within businesses, within the enterprise. And really, we're looking at one of the main pillars has been first to bring the cloud, to bring SharePoint within the business user comfort zone. And in order really to stimulate a behavioral change, and really the whole thing about SharePoint as a central repository, the cloud, it's really stimulating a behavioral change because business users are shifting from what they have learned to do for many years as the personal computing, when it's my documents, my email, my calendar. And now all of a sudden we have been telling them in the past few years that forget about personal computing, it's about shared computing. And it's about a central repository, and it's about the cloud, and we're going to be sharing documents, we're going to be sharing knowledge, we're going to be classifying information. So we see a real need to stimulate that behavioral change, and to do it, you need to make it easy for them to do it. You need really simplicity, and that's why one of the pillars for us has been to bring SharePoint and the cloud within the email client, within email, because email is a business user comfort zone.
Yeah, so you have, so in doing that then, so getting people to be more collaborative, more sharing and stuff straight from Outlook, saving the place where they're already spending a lot of their time here. So how do you guys go about doing that?
Yeah, so we are, we started by developing a plugin, a pretty comprehensive plugin for Outlook, which is basically enabling you to have on the left side, or on the right side of Outlook, you have the collaborative space. So you have SharePoint, Office 365, Yammer, Skype for Business, all the tools which are enabling you to collaborate. And it's the we space. It's about our documents, our conversations, our contacts, our SharePoint list. And then this is coming side by side, my personal space, which is my email, my contacts, my calendar. And having both space side by side is really making it easy for users, bringing SharePoint to the users rather than asking the users to go to SharePoint. And this way we are helping them, we are stimulating the change, the behavioral change, because the behavioral change doesn't happen unless you stimulate it.
All right, so in doing this then, when they're going in, going through this process, all the stuff they're sharing, it's all going into SharePoint. So any distinction there between SharePoint Online, SharePoint On-Prem, or is it just we just go into SharePoint?
Exactly. It can be multiple instances of SharePoint. It can be On-Prem. It can be you have some On-Prem regulated documents. You have SharePoint Online for ad hoc collaboration. You have OneDrive. It's totally seamless. I can navigate across all the SharePoint sites, and I can drag and drop documents. I can drag and drop email. Email are documents today, so some, or at least 5% of our email are documents which need to be kept side by side other documents. So having this ability to very easily save documents and email from my inbox straight into a central repository, making it easy to fill up properties, to classify information properly, and expanding that experience to mobile devices, that's really what we have been doing.
And since Office 365 has come out over the last few years, what kind of like an impact have you seen Office 365 like have to people that are trying to go through and to collaborate and share? Have you seen it? Have you seen it change anything in what they're doing? Have you seen it help them kind of make that move to be more collaborative, more sharing, because it feels like they're doing things more in a cloud environment? Or is it, are they maybe trying to withhold stuff because they feel like, hey, it's more out there in the open? Or what are you seeing there?
Yeah, I think with Office 365, a lot of people have been moving first because of email. Mm-hmm. And then they look a little bit at collaboration as an afterthought. And the Office 365 environment is so rich, and it's also very rapidly evolving. You have a lot of changes. So I think, to a degree, because of its richness, paradoxically, adoption has been going down. And it has been more difficult for business users to absorb that level of innovation. Mm. So I think we have seen an increase of demand with Harmony, companies coming to us say, okay, help us really promote collaboration and stimulate that behavioral change so people can adapt to the cloud and can adopt and absorb all these rapid changes of the user interface, all the multitude of apps. You know, you have so many apps now. You go to Office 365, you got such a rich environment. So bringing all this in a more contextual context within my email has been very beneficial and has been really stimulating that behavioral change for business users.
That's interesting. More that Office 365, it almost, you're saying that it kind of, not paralyzes people, but it's more intimidating because there's so much stuff there. And it's kind of like, where do I go with this? How do I actually find this stuff? But now you do a better, so what Harmony does is it's actually, your plugin is making it easier for people to find and make a decision on where stuff is supposed to be or how to actually find it straight from within their email because you can look at it more in a contextual way.
Exactly. We call it humanizing the cloud. We are saying, okay, let's look at the, you know, I've seen here at Ignite a lot of focus on IT, and Microsoft has done a terrific job demonstrating that they have delivered now an enterprise-ready cloud. And I think that's great news. Now we need also to take a look at, from a business user standpoint, what that means. And I think we are trying to complement the picture by saying, okay, we need to really stimulate that behavioral change. And this is not only on the user interface level. This is also when you look at classification of information. So we are introducing a collage at Ignite 2016. And with collage, we are really looking at really taking it one step ahead by continuing to deliver innovation within Outlook, in the context of email to make it easy for business users to adopt it. But we're also saying we need to help users classify information. We need to go beyond metadata and properties. And we are introducing also with collage topics-driven interface. So the collage deduces automatically topics based on natural language algorithms and based on the Office Graph by plugging into the Office Graph, we are using all this intelligence in order to sort out information across multiple cloud services. So it can be as a SharePoint Online, obviously, your emails, it can be Salesforce, it can be Zendesk, it can be pretty much any cloud service. And classifying information according to topics. So switching from an app-driven interface to a topic-driven interface.
Oh, so you could say, like, in a topic would be maybe like a project that they're working on, or like another company they're working on, or some sort of a campaign or some marketing campaign they're working on.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Because when you think again about this humanization process, people don't think, you don't wake up in the morning and you say, okay, Yammer, Skype for Business, Office 365, SharePoint. But that's the way IT is delivering information to business users. We are delivering, and we have been delivering for decades, we have been delivering information on a app-driven model. And that's not the way the human brain works. The human brain works on topics. I need to take care of the following projects, as you said. I am managing the following customers. I am working on the following marketing campaigns. You know, we are here at Ignite, so Ignite is a topic. And there are a number of other topics related to Ignite. And at the end of the day, that's the graph, right? Our brain is really, we need from an IT perspective, I think the potential of the Microsoft Graph is to mimic the human brain. And that's going to really change the way the human beings are interfacing with technology. By really not only delivering it as a user interface, but also organizing information as a graph, rather than the typical hierarchical tree folders. You know, we have much more complex relationship between topics, mm-hmm. and it's much more a graph than it is a tree.
Mm. That's interesting. That's an interesting approach there. It's definitely one that it seems more unique than what the way other people are approaching it too, and how SharePoint really does present this stuff too. So that's really interesting. That's really interesting. What if people wanted to go check out more about this, like if they wanted to learn more about Collagen, where would you send them? What's the best way for them to find out more information about this?
That's a great question because today we launched Collagen and it's on the Office Store. It's an Outlook app, so you can go to the Office Store and just download it. It's there free, just check it out. It's gonna plug into your Outlook. Mm-hmm. Into your OWA or your Outlook Rich client, mm-hmm. and you're going to see that all of a sudden every email you're getting topics which are being deduced, mm-hmm. and you can connect to your Office 365. You will see additional emails which are related to the topic. You're going to see also documents like SharePoint Online documents which are related to this topic, mm-hmm. and you're going to start to see the first piece of software which is thinking the way you think.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That's really interesting. Well, cool. Well, I mean, I guess if people want to go check it out, they go just go straight to the Office Store, search for Harmony IE, search for Collagen,
yeah.
Pull it right down, try it out, and just see what they think. Start being more active with their email.
Exactly. So really being part of this movement of humanizing information technology, really trying to have a much better harmony between humans and computers.
Oh, awesome. Well, hey, thank you very much for your time and sharing that with our listeners. I'm sure they'll be finding it very interesting.
Thank you, Andrew. Yeah.